All right, so today we're diving into digital advertising,
Okay.
which, if you're running a business these days, it's kind of hard to get around.
Yeah, you got to be online these days, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So how can we reach more customers online? Specifically, we're going to break down Google Ads and social media ads,
Okay.
two of the biggest players in the game. And to guide us,
All right.
we're using this article, Google Ads versus Social Media Ads. What's better for your business? By Clark McGoak.
Okay, sounds good.
By the end of this deep dive, you should have a clearer picture of which strategy, or maybe even a combination of the two,
Right.
might be right for you.
Interesting.
So let's start with Google Ads.
Right.
These are the ads you see when you search for something on Google.
Yeah.
Like if you search for best pizza near me, and
Exactly.
then at the top you see,
Ads for pizza places.
boom, pizza ads.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about Google Ads is that they work on a pay-per-click model,
TPC.
or PPC, yeah.
Yeah.
So you only pay when someone actually clicks on your ad,
Cooler.
meaning you're putting your business right in front of people.
Yeah.
At the very moment, they're searching for what you offer.
It's all about timing, isn't it?
Exactly. Perfect timing.
Exactly.
Digitally speaking.
So this whole being in the right place at the right time digitally that you're talking about,
Yeah.
that leads into a major benefit of Google Ads,
Okay.
which is high purchase intent.
Okay.
So let me ask you this. Someone searching emergency plumber at 3 in the morning,
Oh boy.
they
Probably
probably,
have a problem.
yeah, they probably have a burst pipe and need a solution like right now.
Yeah, that's a hot lead.
Exactly, a hot lead.
3 a.m. emergency plumber. That's
You want to be there.
someone who needs help.
Yeah.
So speed is another benefit that the article highlights.
Yeah.
Unlike SEO, which takes time to gain traction, Google Ads can bring traffic to your website almost instantly.
Right away. Yeah. It's a much faster way to get in front of potential customers.
So you combine that speed with Google's incredible targeting options.
You can really make sure your ads are seen by the right people
At the right time.
at the right time.
It's crucial.
So targeting, that's a big one.
Yeah.
You don't want to waste money showing your ads to people who aren't interested, right?
Right. Absolutely.
How specific can we get with Google Ads?
You can get really, really specific. You can target based on keywords, location demographics, the types of websites people visit, their past interactions with your business online.
Wow.
Like, for example, if you're a local bakery, you could target people within a 5-mile radius who have shown an interest in vegan desserts.
Okay, so very specific.
Very specific.
So we can get super niche with it.
You can get as broad or as niche as you want with it.
Okay, cool. Well, nothing's perfect,
Right.
right? What are some of the downsides?
Well, one major factor is cost.
Okay.
It can get pretty expensive, especially if you're in a competitive market
Yeah.
where many businesses are vying for the same keywords.
Oh, yeah.
So the more competition there is, the higher that cost per click is going to go.
So if everyone wants to be at the top of that list, it's going to cost you.
Yeah, you're going to be paying a premium.
Yeah, that makes sense. What else should we watch out for?
The other thing is the ongoing optimization.
All right.
Like Google Ads isn't a set it and forget it type of thing.
Yeah.
You need to constantly monitor your campaigns. You need to tweak your bids, refine your targeting tests, different ad copy to make sure that you're getting the best possible results.
So it's a little more hands-on.
A little bit, yeah.
It's not just setting up the ads and then, going on vacation for a month.
Exactly. You can't just set it and forget it,
Yeah.
unfortunately.
So that active management is where a deep understanding of your target audience really comes in handy.
Absolutely. The better, your ideal customer, the more effectively you can target your ads, control your costs, and ultimately get a better return on your investment.
Makes sense. Knowing your audience is key for any kind of marketing, really.
Yeah.
But especially with something like Google Ads that's so dynamic.
It's constantly changing.
Okay, so we've covered Google Ads, the basics, the strengths, the
The
weaknesses.
good, the bad.
Now let's shift gears and talk about social media ads.
Right.
Social media advertising is a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, it is.
One of the biggest differences, I think, is that social media is so much more visual.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Think about it. You've got like eye-catching images, you've got videos,
Yeah.
you've got interactive stories.
Yeah.
There's a lot more emphasis on storytelling and building brand personality.
Absolutely.
It's like the difference between reading a textbook and watching a movie.
Right.
Both can be informative, but one is definitely more engaging for most people.
Yeah, I'd much rather watch a movie than read a textbook.
Same here. So with social media ads, we can really tap into people's emotions and build those connections in a way that's tough to do with just text-based search ads.
Yeah, you can really tell a story with social media ads.
Exactly. And we're not just trying to catch people when they're actively searching for something.
Right.
We're trying to spark their interest. We're trying to pique their curiosity. Yeah. We're trying to draw them into our brand's world.
Yeah, make them feel something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So how do we target our audience on social media? Is it as specific as Google Ads?
It can be, yeah. Social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, they have a ton of data about their users.
Oh, yeah.
And that means you can target your ads based on a whole range of factors.
Okay.
Demographics, interests, behaviors, even the pages they like and the groups they belong to.
So if I wanted to target people who are into like sustainable fashion,
yeah,
vintage clothing,
yeah,
DIY projects.
You can do it.
I could do that.
Absolutely. You can even target people who have interacted with your brand in the past.
Okay.
Like people who have visited your website or followed your page or engaged with your content.
Well, that's interesting.
That's where retargeting comes in.
Retargeting?
Yeah. Have you ever like looked at a product online and then,
yeah, oh yeah,
and then suddenly you're seeing ads for that exact product everywhere you go?
All the time.
That's retargeting. Okay.
It's a way to stay top of mind with people who have already shown some interest in your brand.
It's like that little gentle reminder. Hey, remember that awesome thing you were looking at? It's still waiting for you.
Exactly. It can be incredibly effective,
yeah,
because you're reaching people who are already familiar with your brand.
And have already expressed some interest.
Some level of intent. Exactly.
Okay, cool. So we've got this visual engaging platform with powerful targeting options. Sounds great.
It is pretty powerful.
But what about the cost? What about the cost of social media ads ad?
Well, one of the big advantages of social media advertising is that it can be very cost effective.
Okay.
Especially compared to Google ads.
Yeah.
You can often reach a much larger audience for a fraction of the cost.
So if you're a small business or a startup,
yeah,
who doesn't have thousands of dollars to pour into advertising every month.
Exactly. Social media advertising can be a great way to dip your toes in the water.
Yeah.
Without breaking the bank.
Yeah. You can start small, experiment with different targeting options and ad formats,
mm-hmm,
and then gradually scale up your budget as you see results.
That's good to know. That's reassuring. Are there any drawbacks to social media advertising? I'm guessing it's not all sunshine and rainbows.
Of course not. Nothing is.
Right.
While social media advertising can be very effective, it's important to remember that building a presence on social media takes time.
Okay.
And effort.
So it's not like an overnight thing?
No, it's not a quick fix like Google Ads can sometimes be.
Gotcha.
Social media is more about playing the long game,
mm-hmm,
nurturing relationships,
okay,
and becoming a part of the online conversation.
So it's about building that brand awareness,
yeah,
engaging with your audience,
yeah,
creating a community around your brand.
Exactly. It's like Google Ads is like putting up a billboard on a busy highway.
Okay.
You're getting a lot of eyeballs.
Yeah.
But it's a brief, impersonal interaction.
Okay.
Social media advertising is more like hosting a party. You're inviting people in, getting to know them. Building connections that can last a lifetime.
I like that analogy.
Yeah.
So we've looked at them separately, Google ads and social media ads.
Yep.
But is it in either crowd your situation or can these two work together?
That's a great question. And that's something we'll explore in much more detail in part two.
A little cliffhanger.
Yeah, because sometimes the best approach is a combination of both.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to hear more about that in part two.
Yeah.
But for now, we've laid the groundwork.
Mm-hmm.
We've looked at Google ads, social media ads, the strengths, the weaknesses.
Yep.
And it's clear both have their place in the world of digital marketing.
They both have their strengths.
The key is, mm-hmm, knowing which one is right for your business and your specific goals.
Yeah, you got to figure out what works best for you.
Exactly. All right, so we got the basics down.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to explore some more advanced strategies?
Yeah.
Take it to the next level.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right, let's go. Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We covered the basics of Google Ads and social media ads last time.
Right.
But now it's time to get a little more strategic.
Okay.
What are some of the more advanced tactics we can use to really level up our digital advertising game?
Well, one technique that's often overlooked is retargeting.
Okay.
We touched on it briefly before, but it's worth exploring a little further.
Okay.
So think of it this way. Someone visits your website, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
They browse a few products. Maybe they even add something to their cart, but then they leave.
Without making a purchase?
Without buying anything.
Oh, it's like when you're at a party and you're having a conversation with someone and they just walk away.
Yeah.
You're like, wait, what did I do?
Exactly. And with retargeting, you have a chance to re-engage those potential customers
okay.
who showed initial interest but didn't quite convert.
Gotcha.
So you can set up your ads to specifically target people who have visited certain pages on your website or taken certain actions like adding an item to their cart.
So instead of just letting those potential customers slip away, we're gently reminding them, hey, remember us. Okay, cool. How can we tailor those retargeting ads to really make them hit home?
You can get really creative here.
Okay.
For example, if someone abandoned their cart, you could offer them a discount code or free shipping to incentivize them to complete the purchase. Or if they were looking at a particular category of products, you could show them retargeting ads featuring similar items or special promotions related to that category.
It's like, hey, we noticed you were checking out those awesome shoes. Here's 15% off just for you.
Exactly.
I'd be tempted.
Yeah.
Are there certain platforms that are better for retargeting than others?
Both Google Ads and social media platforms offer retargeting options.
Okay.
With Google Ads, you can use retargeting to show ads to people who have previously visited your website as they browse other websites on the Google Display Network.
Okay.
And with social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, you can retarget people who have interacted with your brand's page or posts.
So we're basically creating like a custom audience of people who are already familiar with our brand.
Okay.
And who have expressed some level of interest.
Yeah. That's powerful.
Yeah, it's a powerful way to increase the chances of conversion.
So it's not just about bringing people back to your website.
Right.
We can also use it to increase brand awareness.
Yeah.
Promote specific products or services.
Absolutely.
Or even drive traffic to our social media profiles.
You can do it all.
So many possibilities. Okay. Retargeting is definitely going on my list of must-try strategies.
Good.
What else can we do to optimize our digital advertising campaigns?
Another crucial technique is A/B testing.
Okay.
And this is essentially a way to compare two different versions of an ad.
All right.
To see which one performs better.
So it's like a digital advertising duel.
Exactly.
Two ads enter, one ad leaves.
You got it.
Okay. What are some of the things that we can test?
You can test pretty much anything: headlines, images, ad copy, calls to action, even the colors and the fonts that you use.
So like if I had my handmade jewelry business,
I could have one version of the ad that's a photo of a model wearing a statement necklace.
Uh-huh.
And then another version that's like a close-up shot of all the intricate detail.
Exactly. And then you track to see which one gets more clicks.
And which one leads to more sales.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. So it takes the guesswork out of it.
It does.
Instead of just going with your gut.
Yeah, you're using data to make informed decisions.
Yeah, data-driven decisions.
Not about the data.
Love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, earlier we were talking about how social media is all about visual storytelling.
Yeah.
I'm guessing video ads are a big part of that.
Absolutely. Video ads are incredibly powerful.
Okay.
And they're becoming more and more popular on both Google ads, think YouTube ads,
yep,
and social media platforms. And think about it. Our brains are wired to process visual information much more easily than text.
Right.
So video ads can be way more engaging and memorable.
Like watching a cooking show versus reading a recipe.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to want to make that dish after you see someone make it.
Exactly. With video ads, you can show your products in action. You can tell customer stories. You can create behind-the-scenes glimpses of your business. Or even just entertain your audience while subtly promoting your brand.
And especially these days with TikTok and Instagram Reels.
Yeah. Short form video is everywhere.
People have such short attention spans.
Yeah. You got to grab their attention quickly.
You really do. Okay. So video ads, check. What about influencer marketing?
Okay.
I've heard that term thrown around a lot.
It's a hot topic.
Yeah. But I'm not really sure how it fits in with the whole digital advertising puzzle.
Influencer marketing is a fascinating strategy.
Okay.
And it can be super effective when done right.
Okay.
Essentially, it involves partnering with influential people on social media to promote your products or services to their followers.
So it's kind of like modern day word of mouth marketing.
Exactly.
Tapping into the trust and the credibility that these influencers have built with their audience.
That's the key. People are way more likely to trust a recommendation from someone they admire and follow than a traditional advertisement.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. But how do we even find the right influencers to work with?
That's a great question and an important one. The key is to find influencers who align with your brand values and whose audience overlaps with your target market.
So if I'm selling sustainable clothing,
right,
I wouldn't want to partner with an influencer who is always promoting fast fashion.
Exactly. You want to make sure that the influencer's values and aesthetic align with your brand.
Mm.
And you want to make sure that their audience is genuinely interested in the types of products or services that you offer.
So it's about finding the right fit.
It's all about the right fit.
Just like any marketing strategy. Okay, so we talked about retargeting,
yep.
A-B testing,
yeah.
video ads, influencer marketing. That's a lot.
It's a lot to take in.
Are there any other key strategies that we should be aware of?
Well, there's one more piece of the puzzle that I think is absolutely essential for success in digital advertising, and it ties into everything we've talked about so far.
Okay.
Data analysis. We've talked about the importance of data,
yeah.
but I'm guessing there's more to it than just looking at basic metrics like clicks and impressions.
Yeah, I was going to say there's got to be more.
There's a whole lot more. Data analysis is all about digging deeper into those numbers to understand what's really working, what's not.
Uh-huh.
And how you can optimize your campaigns for better results.
So it's not just about creating those beautiful ads and sending them out into the world.
No.
We need to constantly be monitoring them.
Yeah.
Analyzing that data.
Absolutely.
Making adjustments along the way.
That's how you get the best results.
What kind of data should we be looking at?
There are so many valuable metrics you can track. Click-through rates, conversion rates, cost per acquisition return on investment engagement metrics like likes, shares, comments.
Wow.
You can even track things like what time of day your ads are performing best, what devices people are using to view your ads, and what demographics are most likely to convert.
That is a lot of data.
It is a lot, but it's all valuable.
I can see how having all that information would be so valuable.
Right.
It's like having a team of digital marketing scientists helping us understand our audience and fine-tune our campaigns for maximum impact.
Exactly. And thankfully, both Google Ads and social media platforms offer robust analytics dashboards that can provide you with all the data you need to make informed decisions.
So we have access to all this data, but I have to admit it can be a little overwhelming.
Yeah, it can be.
Where do we even begin?
Don't be afraid to experiment.
Okay.
Try different things, track your results, and see what works best for your business.
Learn by doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to ask for help.
Yeah.
There are tons of resources available online, and there are plenty of digital marketing experts out there who can guide you through the process.
Okay, so we're back for the final part of our deep dive into digital advertising. And there's one thing I really want to talk about.
Okay, what's that?
AI.
Oh, yeah, AI. It's kind of a big deal right now.
Yeah, everyone's talking about it.
For good reason, it has the potential to, like, totally change the world of digital advertising.
We've talked about how important data is in digital advertising.
Yeah.
And how crucial it is to analyze that data to make informed decisions.
Right.
Is AI going to take that to a whole other level?
Oh, absolutely. AI algorithms can analyze massive amounts of data.
Okay.
Way faster and more efficiently than any human ever could.
So they can identify patterns that we might miss.
Exactly. And that means we can create even more targeted and personalized ad experiences.
I mean, imagine ads that are so tailored to you.
Yeah.
Your interests, your behaviors, even your mood.
It's like they were made just for you.
That sounds pretty amazing from a marketing perspective.
Oh, yeah. It's super powerful.
But I gotta admit, it also sounds a little creepy.
Well, yeah, there are definitely some ethical considerations around AI and data privacy.
Yeah, like how much data is too much?
Exactly. Transparency and responsible use of data are crucial.
Absolutely. Okay, so hyper-personalized targeting. That's
yes.
one way AI is going to change the game. What about the actual creation of the ads?
Oh, yeah.
Can AI help us come up with, like, more creative and effective ad content?
Definitely. AI can analyze huge data sets of successful ad campaigns and figure out what elements resonated most with audiences.
So it's like having a virtual creative director.
Right.
Who studied like millions of ads and knows exactly what works. I mean, can't it like write better ad copy,
yeah.
choose more compelling images,
yeah.
even suggest the perfect background music.
All of that is possible. AI can analyze things like color palettes, image composition, emotional sentiment.
So it can create ads that are visually appealing
yeah.
and hit us right in the feels.
Exactly. And as AI technology keeps getting better, we're going to see even more sophisticated creative tools.
Wow. So it's not just a tool anymore. It's like a creative partner.
Yeah. It's pretty mind-blowing.
Okay. So AI can help us create the ads.
Yeah.
But what about after the ads are out there in the world?
Right.
Can AI help us track their performance and optimize our campaigns?
Oh, yeah. That's where things get really interesting. Remember all those metrics we talked about before?
Click-through rates, conversion rates, all that stuff.
Exactly. AI can analyze all of that data in real time.
Okay.
And spot trends, patterns, and problems that humans might miss.
So we're not just looking at like static reports anymore.
Nope.
We're getting instant insights into what's working and what's not.
Right. And you can adjust your campaigns on the fly.
Wow. The speed at which AI can process data is insane.
It's incredible. It can help us optimize our ad spend, identify new target audiences, even predict future trends.
So it's like having a crystal ball for digital marketing.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, this is all so exciting, but part of me is like, are we as marketers going to become obsolete?
Right.
Are robots going to take over our jobs?
I get it. It's a valid concern, but I don't think AI is here to replace us.
Okay.
I think it's here to make us better at our jobs.
So it's more about collaboration than competition.
Exactly. AI can handle those repetitive tasks.
Yeah.
The data crunching, the optimization.
So it frees us up to focus on the things that humans are good at.
You know, like creativity, strategy, building relationships.
So instead of fearing AI, we should embrace it as an opportunity.
Absolutely.
To like level up our skills.
Yeah.
Work smarter, not harder.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, this has been a really fascinating deep dive.
Yeah, it has.
We've explored everything from the fundamentals of Google Ads and social media advertising.
Right.
To the crazy potential of AI.
The future of digital advertising is bright.
What's the one key takeaway you want our listeners to remember?
Stay curious.
Stay curious.
Okay.
The world of digital advertising is always changing, and AI is evolving super fast. So embrace lifelong learning.
Okay.
Experiment with new tools, new technologies, and never stop looking for new ways to connect with your audience.
Love it. All right. Well, that's it for our digital advertising adventure.
It's been fun.
We've covered a lot of ground today.
Yeah, we have.
But I hope you feel empowered to make smarter decisions about your own digital marketing strategies.
And remember, the most important thing is to find what works best for you and your business. Experiment, try new things, and never stop learning.
That's the key.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, happy advertising.